After Israel's non-stop expansionist policies, Israel's Minister of Transportation, who also acts as Minister of Intelligence, Yisrael Katz, has proposed the annexation of 5 West Bank settlements into the municipality of Jerusalem Al-Quds. Anti-settlement groups have warned that this proposal comes within Israel's framework of establishing what's called the Greater Jerusalem Al-Quds. The settlements of Maale Adumim, the Gush Atzion block, Givat Ze'ev, Bitar Elit, and Efrat are the 5 units in the plan, many of which are fairly deep in the occupied West Bank to be part of Jerusalem Al-Quds.
If we look at the wall that's border what's so called the Greater Jewish Jerusalem, that takes 10% of the West Bank, it's included all these settlements that they are talking about to annex. So this is a kind of balloons that they are already want to prepare the people and the international community and everyone that this will be part of Jerusalem.
Over 150,000 Jewish settlers live in these 5 settlements. Yisrael Katz said cities and villages of around 100,000 Palestinians living outside the Israeli separation wall could be removed from Jerusalem municipality. Experts say such plans are being made to further Judaize the Palestinian territories that are already under occupation.
Today, the people of Jerusalem represent 35% of the city's population. This has worried the occupying regime, and this is why new measures are to be taken, including removing Palestinian communities living around Jerusalem, like Shu'afat, Anata, Kufur, and Aqab. We are speaking about more than 100,000 Palestinians living there. Israel wants to increase the presence of the settlers and then change the demographic makeup of the city.
Some other observers believe Tel Aviv wants to impose its settlements on the Palestinian land. Palestinians say Israel is waging an aggressive campaign to Judaize Jerusalem Al-Quds through its settlement activities, thus seeking to efface the historical city's Arab and Islamic identity. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.